Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those who can never know enough about history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about a historic moment in space exploration. The day when two longtime competitors finally joined forces, both symbolically and literally. The day was June 29th, 1995. The American space shuttle Atlantis docked in orbit with the Russian space station Mir. The two spacecraft remained connected for the next 5 days. During that time, the complex they formed was the largest man-made object ever in orbit, weighing in at about 225 tons. That record would eventually be broken by Mir's successor, the International Space Station, or ISS. Records aside, though, the Atlantis-Mir docking was a promising display of cooperation between two former Cold War rivals and their competing space programs. NASA Chief Daniel Golden referred to it as the dawn of, quote, a new era of friendship and cooperation between the two nations. The Shuttle Mir program was one of several collaborative projects the two countries worked on together. The goal of the 11-mission program was largely to pave the way for the planned International Space Station. The Shuttle Mir missions were meant to provide U.S. crew members with long-duration flight experience, as well as the chance to conduct scientific research on the do's and don'ts of life in microgravity. It would also give the two countries a taste of the cooperation and coordination that it would take to construct something as huge and complicated as the ISS. Space shuttles were scheduled to rendezvous with Mir 11 times over the course of the 4-year program, with Atlantis being the first American shuttle to dock with the Russian station. Atlantis and its 7-person crew blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on June 27, 1995. 2 days later, at a little after 6 a.m., the space shuttle approached Mir in orbit, roughly 250 miles above Central Asia. When the three cosmonauts on the station caught sight of the American shuttle, they started broadcasting Russian folk songs as a way to greet their visitors. The welcome was a little premature, though, as it would still take nearly 2 hours for the shuttle's commander, Robert Hoot Gibson, to actually dock the 100-ton shuttle. That may sound like a long time to park a shuttle, but every second was absolutely crucial to the task. That's because, in order to safely dock with the space station, Gibson had to steer the shuttle within 3 inches of Mir's exterior. Moving too fast might cause Atlantis to overshoot Mir, while moving too slowly might lead to a collision. To get the timing just right, Gibson positioned the space shuttle directly beneath Mir. That way, the Earth's gravity would help slow its approach to the station. Shuttle pilot Charles Precourt later likened the experience to something out of Star Wars, saying that it reminded him of the part when, quote, Luke Skywalker is flying in on his ship and lands on the big station, because that's really what you're seeing, this outpost against black space and this huge planet's horizon in the background. Thankfully for diplomacy, Precourt kept the Death Star comparisons to himself during his visit to Mir. Commander Gibson completed his expert docking procedure at 8 a.m., having used 200 pounds less fuel than expected. Once the hatch was opened, Gibson and his crew were welcomed aboard Mir by its commander, Vladimir Dezhurov. Next, the two crews exchanged gifts with one another. The Americans gave flowers, fruit, and chocolate, while the Russians offered the traditional welcoming gifts of their country, bread and salt. With the fun stuff out of the way, the astronauts and cosmonauts got down to business. Over the next 5 days, they collaborated on nearly 100 hours worth of scientific research, with the main focus being biomedical studies. Some of the time was also spent replenishing the Mir crew's critical supply of fresh water, oxygen, and nitrogen. Once their bonding time was over, the Atlantis crew prepared to detach from the station and head back to Earth. The return crew wouldn't be exactly the same, though. Atlantis had brought 2 fresh cosmonauts to stay behind on Mir. In their place, 3 veteran members of the station crew, 2 Russians and 1 visiting American, would be relieved and brought home aboard the shuttle. It was one of the first times that a space shuttle returned to Earth with more human passengers than it had left with. Atlantis would link up with Mir 6 more times before the end of the Shuttle Mir program. The lessons learned during those missions were critical for the planning and construction of the ISS, which went into operation in the fall of 1998. As for Mir, it gradually fell into disrepair, especially once its replacement was up and running. Finally, in March of 2001, after a decade and a half in orbit, the Mir space station returned to Earth for good. When all was said and done, Mir had circled the Earth about 88,000 times, traveling approximately 2.2 billion miles in the process. Its retirement was very well earned. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.